The Detroit Symphony Orchestra will be broadcast later this hour at 10:40 live here on Classical WMUK 89.9 FM and online as well at WMUK.org. But first, we're checking in with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo's Executive Director, Kristen Chesick, who is here this morning, and another special guest, Ashley Daneman, the co-founder of Jazz and Creative Institute, now the Kalamazoo Music School. And Ashley has been given one of the grants awarded this cycle by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. And I don't think I've ever taken the opportunity here on WMUK to talk about how arts are funded here in Kalamazoo and how the process works and what comes of it. And so, Kristen and Ashley, I'm so glad you're here to take us into this a little bit. Kristen, though, it's also something we're planning to do is check in on a regular basis. So let's remind folks that tonight is...
It's Art Hop.
It's Art Hop.
Yes, it's Art Hop. It's we've got about 30 stops.
30 stops tonight.
Tonight, and we're celebrating Radfest tonight with some of those stops. So because the Radfest is happening in the Epic Center with Wellspring Corey Terry, that regional alternative dance festival. But there's lots of things to do tonight for Art Hop, 5 to 8 p.m., 30 stops all over the place. And I think...
I talked to the Radfest folks. I had five dancers in here. It was pretty great on Monday.
Okay, cool.
Or was it Wednesday? And they're very excited. Okay. The Epic Center is going to be filled with things to do, including this interesting art installation that's really a film screen installation.
Mm-hmm.
Projections.
Right.
Overlapping projections of dancers. So
yeah,
you can go there and just get your mind blown for a little bit and
right,
keep walking or stay for a while.
Right.
The great thing about Art Hop, it's a make your own adventure experience.
It is. It absolutely is. And it's a different mix every month. And we're really proud to be able to support what the community seems to have grown to love to do once a month.
Were you happy to see the new signs out last month?
I was actually just ecstatic to be able to look down the mall or look down West Michigan and see the new Art Hop signs. So if you're looking for Art Hop stops, it's gotten much easier to find your way around downtown Kalamazoo.
Just stumble on down.
Exactly.
Check out. Yeah, you'll be surprised by so many different things and ways people are participating in Art Hop. The latest round of grant approvals,
mm-hmm.
Would you talk a little about that setup, how the process works, and what some of the outcomes were?
Sure. So the grant program that we're talking about today is the CADDY grant, which is the Kalamazoo Artistic Development Initiative. We actually have five different grant programs, but this one is special in the sense that it is geared specifically towards individual artists. So a lot of grants, you have to be a nonprofit or you have to be associated with a government agency to be able to qualify for grant funding. And this one is designed for individual artists, so you don't have to be a nonprofit. To be able to, or a collective of individual artists, to be able to get a project done. So, and I'm not sure that I know of many other grant programs like it in our region. So I think it's unique in that way. But this means that our individual artists in our community actually have a funding source now to be able to match maybe some of the crowdsource funding that they already do online or personal funds that come from maybe other day jobs or ticket sales or whatever the case may be. So we had this last CADDY grant panel reviewed 20 grants, and it was a very competitive. We usually have about twice as many asks as we do ability to fund, unfortunately. But so it's very competitive in Kalamazoo to be able to get a grant. But I'm always just absolutely amazed at the amount of talent that we have in the community and the number of different unique projects that happen. And for the Arts Council, it's great because we can't dream this stuff up. We want other talented artists in our community to do the dreaming, to do the inspiring, and then we want to help make it happen.
So, Kristen, how many times a year can an individual apply for a CADI grant?
Yes, so you can apply as many times as you'd like. You can only be funded once in a 12-month cycle. And there are two rounds every year for the CADI grant. The next one is coming up in May, so it's actually really right around the corner. We have grant workshops in April if people want to come find out about how to apply for these grants. If you are a member of the Arts Council, there's no longer a fee to apply. And we are now also opening up our grant applications so non-members can apply for a nominal fee.
So not only are the grants available, but you can have help in applying for them and making an effective proposal to the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and improve your chances of being funded with your project. Again, what's the website where all this information is?
Yes, kalamazooarts.org. And it's a nice little purple grants tab that you can click on, and you can see all about all of the granting possibilities, and then the RSVP link to those upcoming workshops in April are there.
As I mentioned, Ashley Denneman is here and also a recipient of this latest round of grants. You also have a list of others who were awarded these grants, and maybe before we hear Ashley's personal experience, we can hear about a few more highlights.
Sure, absolutely. So there are two types of grants that we give out with CADI. One is for projects, and I think Ashley will be talking about the project that's coming up for her. So I'll focus on a couple of the folks that are actually getting professional development grants. And so these are a couple of the folks in our community. One is Kelly Vanderclay, and she actually is getting to go to Venice, not all on our dime, because I know that's a little more expensive than what we can afford as the Arts Council, but she's actually going with Book Arts to Venice to look at early Venetian printed books to study that process so that she can bring what she learns back to Kalamazoo. And then Cindy Cross is going to the West Coast to the ABLE Assembly, which is called, it's the Arts Better the Lives of Everyone concert. So, conference. And this is focused on arts education and the disability community. So she's going to be, she works for the Symphony Orchestra right now, but as an educator, I thought this was actually fantastic for her to take the initiative to want to go find out a little bit more about the ABLE Assembly and then also bring all of that knowledge back into our community, which I think is fantastic.
I didn't realize that that's a, the idea of sending people out to learn and then coming back and sharing it in a real way. I mean, at the Book Arts Center, you learn to make handmade books, and with applying ways to include persons with disabilities in music. How wonderful is that? Oh, that's a,
yeah,
Kristen, great job.
Well, yeah, I'd like to take all the credit, but actually, I can't take any of the credit. So, like I said, we can't dream this stuff up. So, I'm just glad that as an Arts Council that we're able to support a lot of these inspiring works. So that's the professional development side, and then we also provide grants for projects, and Ashley is one of our recipients this round.
Ashley, I don't think this is the first grant you've ever applied for, but is it scary to say I'm worthy of applying for a grant?
It might have been back in my youth, but I'm just so used to putting myself out there constantly. I think that's the life of an artist. Just get used to it. The sooner you do, the better. So I feel excited, and I, you know, if you're too scared, then, you know, nothing happens. So just try to throw it out there and see what happens.
Okay. I want to know the story of how the kernel of this idea that was successfully funded by the Arts Council came to you. It's called a concert series called Authenticity.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kristen was talking about all of the talent in this community, and that's that's kind of my observation, is like, wow, there's so many talented people here. And my experience coming from New York City was like, well, where do we play? And it's, you know, pretty much a bar or a restaurant. And for some genres, that's okay, and that's cool. But for a lot of genres, that doesn't really provide the proper space. So I wanted to help provide that space for all of the talented locally based musicians. And that's the root of it. Like, let's celebrate the people who actually live here, who've made our homes here, and who are very adept at what they do.
This is a place to listen, then.
Yes, it is a listening room. So part of your development as a performing artist is having that audience, right? So we all know if we're rehearsing at home or we're by ourselves, like, no big deal, like, whatever happens, cool. And to some degree, the same thing is true when you're performing in a noisy space where people aren't paying attention. You know, you kind of, there's a level of, like, not caring to some degree, or eventually after, like, an hour and a half, you're like, ah, okay, I guess they're, you know, it doesn't matter if I sing a wrong note or whatever.
Or the same song three times.
Wait, have you done that, no, Kara?
Yeah, I will be doing that. Yes.
Later today. So when you have a listening audience's attention, it asks something more of you as a performing artist. And it asks that you really prepare something. Like, one of my teachers described it as preparing a great meal for someone when you perform. And you're going to take a lot of attention in your kitchen. And it's not going to be like when you're eating for yourself at home. You're going to do the whole appetizers and the drinks. And everything's going to be just right. And you're going to present it. And so...
with garnish.
Yes. And that's how we develop as artists, is having those opportunities to refine our craft when people are giving us their precious attention.
I'm talking with Ashley Daneman about the new concert series called Authenticity. You can find out more online. Facebook has posted up about it all over the place. And you also can dig down at the website. Could you tell us what that is?
Sure. It's authenticitykalamazoo.com.
Ashley Daneman is funded by a grant from the Arts Council for this idea, this project, and... the thing I've noticed about authenticity, it's very much a, but wait, there's more concept. So far, what you've outlined is a special space for artists here who don't get the chance to really be heard and to create something very special for the series. Okay, let's talk about who gets on stage.
And so, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit... strange about admitting this, but this series is just redeeming all my complaints with being a musical artist. So there it is. But, you know, so often we'll see that people get booked for these concert series and we're like, well, how'd they get that gig? Like, I want that gig, right? And so this is just like another thing. We have to redeem this also. And so the application process is open to the public, and the criteria for inclusion is quite clear. So everyone knows how you get picked. I mean, I do have that special role of choosing and selecting one over another, but my goals are very plain. So there's that. And what I aim to do is select 12 different groups from 12 different genres if I can. I want to represent the complete continuum of music that's played here in Kalamazoo. And then I'll put those people into six double-billed concerts in the spring and six double-billed concerts in the fall.
So two acts per show,
mm-hmm.
and six in the spring and six in the fall.
Right, because I have a very short attention span. And I want to hear really interesting things, but not too much. And then I want to hear something else interesting, not too much. And then I want to put a cherry on top. So these groups from these really different genres will create a collaborative piece to debut at every single concert.
There you go. And yes, there's more. Yeah. So say you get a folk singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. soloist, and they're going to open the concert, and then you get a hip-hop trio for the second half.
Mm-hmm.
In between, they will debut a brand new piece.
Believe it or not.
That sounds pretty cool. It's a great idea. And let's tell people where to imagine themselves. So it'll be downtown on Rose.
Sure. For the spring concert, the space that I have access to is the Jazz and Creative Institute. So we will be there. And it seats 50 people, which is actually a really nice size. Carrie, you went to a concert there, so you kind of got a feel for that. And in the fall, I'm hoping to work with the presenting arts organizations in the community, and they might want to host an authenticity concert at their space.
Ashley Danneman is my guest, as well as Kristen Chezik, the executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. And we're seeing how the cooperation and community and support network is there for someone like Ashley, who dreamed up an ambitious idea. don't hang your head. It's wonderful. And then looked for ways to make it possible. And lo and behold, the Arts Council Greater Kalamazoo basically exists to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. And this project in particularly, and there are others that we fund similar to it, is I think has an exponential impact, in that we have entrusted Ashley with the funds to be able to do a project. And a lot of times when we do that, it's a single artist and they're looking to, you know, for their breakthrough. And so we'll fund recording an album or doing some promotional video, something like that. But in this case, this particular project, like some of our other ones, have this community impact that really is exponential. So if you think about those 12 artists that are going to be working on this project over the next year, it's not only the experience that they're giving to their audiences, but it's the experience that they're now going to have to cross over in music genre, to learn something new from a fellow community member, and to create those connections that are going to last beyond this project, beyond our grant cycle, which is really, I think, the beauty of being able to kind of invest in what's happening in our community and these inspirational activities, because this really is, I mean, in terms of letting others decide, this is really what I think the community wants to do, and this is what I've heard other people want to be excited about, to be able to invest in that, I think that's well, that's why I get up and go to work every morning. So I think it's just absolutely fantastic.
From the point of view of the audience, in one program of the Authenticity Series, you get to hear two unique and local artists or groups, plus a collaboration. And for the musician side, there is a need to be exposed. In fact, when you are a musician, you tend to mostly hear your own work over and over and miss opportunities to enjoy and find like-minded local artists.
Totally. And on the application, I ask people, what are you hoping to gain by being a part of this? And many people are saying, I want to meet more like-minded artists. I want to build relationships with other musicians. I want a chance to connect and collaborate and to share. They also want to be able to share what they do great. You know, like some of them are awesome at the whole booking production. Some of them are like producing and recording. So I'm really excited to see what happens when everyone gets together.
What else can you tell us about the range of artists who've applied?
Well, our application is open until March 14th. So far we've had 24 applications. And I mean, it really does run the gamut, from classical opera to indie pop, Americana, surf, blues, honky-tonk, chamber music, jazz, experimental electronic.
And that's what's going on.
The sweet thing is that they all live here.
Yeah. That is the neat thing.
So I am still looking for other applicants who might even be outside of those ranges, like who play music that's specific to a cultural background, something like that. So yeah, I welcome more applicants.
I might have to get your name to Daniel Oropoulos, the Alma Latina host here, and say he has a lot of connections with people who sing in Spanish and more.
Awesome.
So right now, if you're hearing our voices, you're still looking for applicants, and you can find them on a special website.
Yes, you can apply and learn more about the project at AuthenticityKalamazoo.com.
It's an idea of Ashley Daneman, who has been funded in this round of grants by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, which opens funding twice a year and also offers help.
Yes, absolutely. So we have our upcoming workshops. The first one is on April 13th at El Concilio. So we're also, our workshops are not just at the, you don't have to try to find the Arts Council, although I wish you would find the Arts Council if you want to, right? So we're just downtown in the Epic Center, but we try to have our workshops at different places. So this year, this spring, we're having our workshops at El Concilio, Read and Write Kalamazoo, one place at the library, and then we will have one in the Epic Center downtown. So those will be happening during the month of April. Awesome. First one, April 13th, totally free. Don't have to be a member to sign up. Just go to our website, find the link on the grants page. We use Eventbrite to get everybody registered. So, and the CADI is one of five different grant programs. So if you're not an individual artist, if maybe you're a small nonprofit arts organization, there are other grants for you as well. We have the Arts Fund of Kalamazoo County that's coming up in September. We also do a regional grant program called the MCACA Mini Grant, and that has some professional development opportunities as well as some project opportunities. So,
Kristen Chesick is the executive director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and is going to be a regular guest here on WMUK as we check in with the Arts Council activities because I think the main burden that you have, Kristen, is just reminding people that you're there and available.
Yes, we do have some programming of our own, but like I said, we really do support what's going on in Kalamazoo. So at times it seems like we do try to take a back seat to make sure that the artist and the arts organization shines, but we are here and we're here to help. And so just want to make sure everybody remembers that.
Yeah, and I would actually, I've written several grants to the Arts Council, and I would encourage artists to, you know, consider the idea that they might be able to do it and get it. It's really not rocket science. This is the amazing thing. People are sometimes overwhelmed by the idea, but if you go to the workshop and you do what they say, like if you just answer the questions on the grant application, you're halfway there at least.
No, that's absolutely true. And a lot of times we talk about having to kind of channel Captain Obvious, because sometimes it's like, I know what my project is, but until you forget to explain it in a way that somebody else who doesn't know your project would understand
right.
it. But yeah, if you just channel Captain Obvious, answer the questions, and we don't want it to be scary.
Yeah, I mean, I always send my grant to a friend and say, does this make sense? Do you know what I'm trying to do?
Channeling Captain Obvious is my new favorite phrase.
Yes.
It applies to public radio stations in towns large and small as well. We have the same challenge of reminding people we're here and saying you can engage, please do.
Right.
The connections are already there. It just needs reminding and reinforcing. We're here on this chilly Friday morning, although it's supposed to get a bit sunnier later this afternoon.
Yes, the clouds will break. You'll come out to Art Hop. You'll have a great time.
And yet there's a little more to authenticity I thought we should probably touch
absolutely.
On. First of all, the focus on musicians and giving them a space to perform that kind of gives full credit to what they do so that you can hear what they're doing. The special collaboration with the double bill. Then the audience, of course, having a chance to hear two local acts in one night in about a 90 or less minute concert.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you're actually offering an opportunity for businesses to figure out how they want to fit into the arts community.
Yeah, so, I became a small business owner from being a musician when I started our school, and that was a really interesting transition, and I'm still absorbing that, but I felt like there was a real similarity between the local businesses and artists and musicians. And I don't even know if I can articulate what that is. But, you know, I sort of called myself an artist entrepreneur. And then it was like, well, now I'm just an entrepreneur. And so I felt like there is this, I don't know, we're just kind of the same in so many ways. Like my friends who start coffee shops and who start, you know, making artistic homemade goods and stuff like that. There's just a lot of overlap. We all take risks for a living. Like, so I thought it would be really cool to celebrate those local Kalamazoo businesses and organizations who support the arts. And we could all come together, and that would give them a quality opportunity to really meet with people and share their story about why they started their business and why they live here, and just a Kalamazoo love fest.
It's the same thing when you hear someone talking about the music on their album that they wrote or the dream they had to build a small business.
Right?
It's the same. Like, energy and creativity and passion.
Oh, it absolutely is.
And there's no reason that, you know, artists are over here and business people are over there.
Yeah, I actually think business people are, you know, genius creatives also, but for some reason there's this perception that we're really different, and it has to do with money or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, problem solving requires creativity to be successful. It really does. So I'm not sure what the disconnect is either. I think in some ways it may be an American culture thing in terms of what we value. But, yeah, there isn't a small business owner out there that hasn't had to take creative risks and kind of dream a little.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think the bottom line is that we can learn from each other and that we need to create those relationships so that we can start doing that.
Well, I've had a great time this morning learning about what the Arts Council offers to individual artists with CADI grants, as well as beyond that, offering workshops on grant writing in April. That's coming up pretty soon. And KalamazooArts.org is where you can find all of that information. For more information on the Authenticity Series, you could be someone interested in checking out these concerts, applying to be an artist on the series, or a business owner looking for ways to tie in to this. That's authenticitykalamazoo.com. Okay. And guess what's just ahead now? The Detroit Symphony Orchestra live broadcast on 89.9 WMUK Public Radio from Western Michigan University, and proud and glad to be doing it, especially when we're able to talk and shed light on the work of our great creatives here in Kalamazoo. So, Ashley and Kristen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Kara.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. Appreciate it.
I have a track from your most recent recording, Ashley. People Are Fragile. It's called Recall, and I remember you saying this was a really special song for you. With the image of you working hard, and then your little girl comes up and says, "Hi, you know, look at me." And you'd sort of recalled what it's all about. And I'm really glad to share your music too. And good luck.
Thank you.